This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Nitrate and its potential toxicity to livestock becomes a concern in drought. A shortage of moisture stresses annual forages and even some weeds like kochia, accumulating nitrate from the soil and plant tissue rather than spurring growth. SDSU Extension Crop and Livestock Systems Field Specialist Parker Witt explains the highest concentration of nitrate occurs in the lowest third of the plant.
If you were going to be doing any kind of grazing on plants that are potentially nitrate toxic or higher nitrates than you'd like to see, we want to suggest good grazing management just to make sure that you're not taking below that 50% mark and you're not grazing down into the danger zone.
Cool season annuals like oats or rye, as well as warm season forages such as sorghums, sedan grass, hybrids, and millet, are more prone to nitrate accumulation than perennial grasses. WIT encourages producers to pull forage samples of drought-stressed plants and test them for nitrate issues. SDSU Extension offers free nitrate testing at its 8 regional extension centers, as well as at several county 4-H offices. He states the entire plant should be brought in for testing.
Cut at the soil surface. Sample your plants ahead of when you're turning cattle out into the field, at least a couple of days so that we have time to dry them out and run the tests so that we can get you back some information prior. And then do a good cross-section of the field.
And siling of high nitrate forages can lower problem concentrations, but only by about 25%. WIT advises sampling forages both before and after ensiling to gauge safe feeding levels. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.